Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With us today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
That's good to hear. We're going to have to check on a few things that are going on around the world. I wonder how the virus is doing these days. I wonder if there's any more COVID cases being expressed. Or is the epidemic over? There seems to be a disagreement on that. I think most people think it's over, and the school kids are happier again, and things are opening up a little bit, and there's more conferences. Just wish the airlines would come to their senses, but maybe we'd feel freer. It would help us with our conferences, too, if people would be willing to travel. But anyway, I don't know whether there's some people are very frustrated that it's getting better.
Yes.
And that's the people who seem to would like to stir up trouble about a variant, the new variant, and therefore is so dangerous. But it turns out that the scaremongering, and I think you have a point to make on this, and that is that if you look at the regular television, boy, this sounds terrible. It's all over again, starting from the beginning. But then if you talk to a scientist, somebody's looking at sciences, in the real sense of the word, they say this is not a big deal to have a variant. It's pretty normal, and it's a lot of scaremongering going on because I think somebody's special interests are being challenged. And of course, we've talked about that special interest for a year or two, and there's a lot of people that make money off this, and there's politicians who build careers on it. So this is a big deal for some people, but quite frankly, I don't think they have science on their side. They didn't have it really on their side with COVID. They had to COVID-19. They had to stretch things.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're starting very early. Matter of fact, we've heard about this for a couple months now. The variant is coming and the variant is coming. But it turns out that it came and maybe went. And if that's the case, people should relax a little bit. And in the old days, Daniel, I'll bet you that many times there were variants. History has shown the scientists say that's the way it works. And what if they ever got around to, if they looked at everybody that died in a particular period of time, and then all of a sudden they do, we need to do? We need to check and see how many people had a cold
when they died.
And then they can say, we just went through an epidemic, a cold epidemic. Now, a lot of people will say, I'm really stretching it, but it's not too big a stretch because it's related in the sense that something is happening, it's serious, it might be a contributing factor to a death, but still it's not nearly what it panned out to be. And I think more and more people are agreeing with us that the lockdown was a lot harder on the people than was the virus.
Yes.
And people are still suffering from it. And there are still, what was that statistic we showed yesterday? What percent of the Democrats still think that we should wear masks?
Yeah.
It's still dangerous.
Yeah.
So it is propaganda. It's been politicized. It's been monetized by the profiteers. And it's a challenge to people who set their goal as, let's find the truth and report it, because the enemies of truth have a sort of a bit of a control over the media, and they can pump it out, and what we have to do at times is try to refute some of the nonsense they're pouring out.
I like what you said, Dr. Paul, monetized by profiteers, because that really should be the story of COVID when it's written. Because as we see everywhere, free COVID shot, get your free shot. It's not free. They're basically robbing the middle class and giving it to big pharma. They're just like they do with the military industrial complex. They're robbing people in middle America and giving the money to the weapons manufacturers. They're robbing people in middle America and giving it to well-connected people like Scott Gottlieb and others in big pharma. But this is interesting though, that the Delta variant now is in the headlines. Everyone is talking about it. It almost feels like, as we put in our headline, the last stand of the fearmongers. They're desperate to cling to this power that they have. But the problem is there are competing narratives on this, both of which cannot be true. Let's look at the first clip. This is the CDC director, Walensky. We've talked about her before. She is offering carrots. CDC director, vaccinated people are safe from the Delta variant. They don't need to wear masks. Wow, that's great. So get your vaccine and you won't have to wear a mask. But let's look at the next one. This is yesterday. The WHO says Delta variant of COVID means even vaccinated people should keep wearing face masks. My question is, will Walensky be kicked off social media for contradicting the WHO? Because we almost were.
Well, my suggestion is similar to many of my suggestions. You get rid of these organizations. Why? And even Trump, I said, why are we sending money to WHO? You know, and we shouldn't be doing this. The collectivism doesn't work, especially the collectivist approach to medicine is horrible. You know, but it's for public health. Yeah. Who else is going to take care of public health? Well, individuals are. They're going to learn health habits.
Yeah.
You know, we control fires by teaching dangers of fires.
Yeah.
And, of course, the people who understand guns prevent a lot of problems with that by teaching people that guns are dangerous. You know, there are ways that things can be taken care of rather than saying it's the government's responsibility. And once you do that, you have the special interest line up, and all of a sudden there are lobbyists in Washington, and that's how they make a living. The lobbyists make a big living, as well as the people who are on the receiving end who get stuck.
Yeah.
Middle class, the people who pay the taxes, and they get stuck whether they have to write a check on their taxes or not, because this all contributes, this wild-eyed spending for viruses or whatever. It's deficit financing, and there's somebody printing the money, devaluing the currency, and the rich get richer because of this system, and the poor get poorer, and that contributes. The government's policies, you know, send people out in the streets. Sometimes they subsidize them to live on the street, and they do this, but at other times, you know, the policies, the poor and the middle class will have to pay. You just can't do this. Debt is always paid for, and the weakest political figures get stuck. Instead of having a society where you protect the weakest, and I'm not talking about welfare handouts, protect them from the harm done by the people in charge who are stealing from them.
Yes. The thing is, I think those two clips that I just showed tell you all you need to know about the whole thing. These can't both be true. The WHO and the CDC can't both be right. You have to wear a mask or you don't need to wear a mask. So it really shows that they're making it up as they go, I think. But interestingly, it seems that the U.S. officials are pushing the shot more than anything else. And let's look at this next one. This is the Surgeon General on CNN scaremongering about the Delta variant. Look at what he says. Surgeon General on Delta variant, if you're not vaccinated, you're in trouble. Terrifying people. Where have we heard this kind of scaremongering before? Well, let's look at the next clip. Remember this? It seems like just weeks ago. Wait, it was just weeks ago. Walensky fears impending doom as COVID cases and deaths tick up again. Well, that turned out to be untrue. Look at the next one. This is what happened when Texas opened up. Dr. Fauci said Texas could trigger another COVID surge. That's back in March. Didn't happen. But as is usual, the media is playing the game of these people. Once again, let's look at the next one. Here's an NBC News section on the Delta variant. Look at this. The Delta variant is the greatest threat to eliminating COVID in the U.S., Fauci says. Look at all these people in the sun, enjoying the beach with a big, huge, nasty virus next to them. Look at the next one. The same report, but a different subheading. The sickest people are now in their 20s and 30s. This is pure scaremongering. And let's look at one more from CNN, the next one. The Delta variant is forcing officials to rethink COVID-19 measures, even for the vaccinated. Scare, scare, scare. But Dr. Paul, I'm going to end this segment for my part with some good news. And let's look at the next one. This is a new poll that they took. The scaremongering is not working anymore. Let's look at the next clip if we can. This is from Breitbart. A Monday Trafalgar Group poll indicates most Americans want no governmental action on the coronavirus Delta variant. That is great news. Next clip will show us the numbers, Dr. Paul. I'll hand it back to you. 63% says just leave us alone with this varying crap. You know, excuse
the
language.
I didn't know we had that many viewers. You know, they're saying the right thing, and that's good.
So a little bit of good news on it.
Well, there's a lot of threat going on. That's what fear mongering is, and they relate it to the mask. And I think they probably know they're not going to talk very many people into, oh, I love those masks. They were so neat to have. But it's used because the bottom line is what you mentioned. Take the vaccine and you can be happy forever after. You don't have to worry about going to your job, and you don't have to worry about going anywhere. You're going to have your vaccine, the vaccine passport in combination. It won't be the injection as it looks like right now, but it's going to be related to all this nonsense. And that is, if you get your vaccination and you get the government certificate, if you have natural immunity, that doesn't count. Even if I believe it's better. You know, if I had a choice between the two, I know which one I'd want. So even if it's better, it's still, that won't get you into a certain, baseball games and other things, because they will use this to regulate. And it's this passport thing, and it comes together with a combination effort of big business and big government, and it's a fascist type of thing. I saw one person, and not too inaccurately, said this is sort of the Mussolini approach, to it, because there is always a threat. But then again, we see people resisting, and that is good news, that people are resisting, and that now we have a year. Do you want to just redo all last year? And now that so many things have been proven, especially on this variant. Some of the things, because it spreads, they think that's the end of the world. Well, because it spreads, it's benign.
Yes.
They don't even measure it. So anyway, we'll go on to our...
Actually, I had one little
point. Okay.
One little number, sorry. Because I just wanted to show, because of all the hype, you'd think that the numbers are really ticking up. But let's look at the next clip. Yeah. These are the daily new cases in the U.S. There's not a dramatic Delta variant. And of course, this could change tomorrow, but as we're looking at the trends, it's not. And in fact, in the UK, let's look at the next one. Here's a good point by a British doctor. This is the Delta variant in the UK. Look at the numbers, Dr. Paul. This is the big scare. And he makes a good point, this doctor. He says cases are rising, but deaths are not rising proportionally. And that goes with what you say. It's more virulent, more people are getting it, which is good news because more people then are getting immunity. And he makes a good point in statistics. A change from 4 to 6 can be dubbed a 50% increase, but it's insignificant at those smaller numbers. So he said, let's don't overhype the variants. Vaccines are doing what they're supposed to. That's his view. And here's someone that we do know. Let's watch this. This was got a lot of attention yesterday. This next tweet from Senator Paul makes a good point. Don't let the fear mongers win. New public England study of Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of 53,822, 0.08% in unvaccinated group. And at the next one, it's a little bit small, but this is from I don't know if we can get that increased or not. It's going to be a little tricky. But these are the actual numbers from the UK, and you see the Delta variant has a case fatality of 0.1%, which is identical to the flu, essentially. So it's gone way down. As Dan Horowitz points out in The Blaze, the fatality is much, much less than previous iterations, previous variants, which is in line with what we know about viruses through history, that they, as they vary, they become weaker and more virulent.
Right. No, I think there's a lot of good news there, but they're not giving up yet.
No, Fauci's not giving
Fauci's
up.
Fauci's still on the television. He's still spouting off his fear-mongering stuff.
Yeah.
So. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, I find very interesting, fascinating, that, it's been since the last election, there's been a discussion on the honesty in elections. And if you say that the election had a lot of problems and we're not positive exactly what the vote really was, and it could have even affected the ultimate outcome, You're out of it.
Beyond the pale.
You're so far out of it that you'll never be woke. It would be impossible for you to be woke if you have suspicion. But I bet you felt terribly sorry about a few people in New York. Yeah. The Democrats aren't fighting with the Republicans. They're fighting with themselves because maybe they were trained. how to cheat during the last election, because there are some similarities there, because, you know, there's the absentee ballots they can't find. There's the technology that they are checking it. And all of a sudden votes showed up and it changed the whole thing and changed who the leader was in the race. You know, this to me is a mixed bag, because anything that develops, you know, and challenges the whole concept of the establishment, I think is good. So this, in a way, makes people think, well, what's going on here? This is not a Republican thing. I mean, it's pervasive. It's in the system. and this is good that it's discussed. It's not good that you have illegal elections, but it's, if you have illegal election and illegal counting, I think it's good to know about it. And this whole idea, I'm dumbfounded by this whole idea that people with a religious fervor say that you don't have voter ID.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense at all? Does that mean if you do not have to ID, can you just go here, 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 and vote 10 times in one election? Because nobody's checking who you are.
People wouldn't do that, would they, Dr. Paul?
No, except for the fact that I had some personal experience on what was done in some of my elections. No, they do it. It's been around for a long time, and that's why some people think that these elections have lost their effectiveness. Yeah. You know, so but anyway, there's some people who like chaos. You know, and I talk about it a lot. The cultural Marxists strive for chaos. They might be the only winners in this, you know, because all Democrats aren't Marxists, but most Democrats support the cultural Marxism to the degree. But all Marxists are not Democrats, and they're not going to be partisan, and they're looking for chaotic conditions and the destruction of all the structure that exists, the social structure, and this is doing that. So I don't know. That's probably a wild thought to think that the Marxists might like the chaos that's coming. Oh, we even got the Democrats fighting with them. We don't have to just say this is a partisan thing. Everybody's going to tear this place up because we have a better idea. It's called Marxism, and that will save the world. But we can't achieve it unless we tear everything down. And then it sort of makes sense to me that some people might even strive for this. And if you're in the losing side, you know, they'll say it's direct. I mean, I'm sure they charge, Trump political reasons. But what if it turns out that Trump is absolutely right? Yeah. You know, what are they going to do? And now, so this is interesting. People should learn a lesson from what's going on up there, because the charges are so similar to what happened in the last election. But it's great to see that there's division among those who were participating, maybe together, on the election against Trump.
The New York City mayor race vote is fascinating because 135 test ballots were mistakenly added into the regular vote and counted in chat, and nobody noticed. And the Board of Elections now admitted a massive, massive foul-up.
Oh, gosh.
And actually, there's a couple of tweets that really capture the unbelievable implications of this. This is just New York City we're talking about, 135,000 votes. Let's put up this next tweet from Yossi Gestetner, who makes an interesting observation. The New York City Board of Elections counted 135 test ballots together with real ballots and released the results without anyone at the Board of Election noticing. Trump lost the White House by 43,000 votes spread in three states, and he is corroding democracy if he has concerns about the integrity of those numbers. He goes on to say, you will run off of social media platforms if you raise doubts about the 2020 with margins much smaller than the 135,000 oops by the New York City Board of Elections that no one noticed until after counting and releasing it. That's serious implications of this.
You know, and this all has to be concocted because let's say that Trump has exaggerated, and you're talking about 40,000, and charges have been made against the Democrats. Well, why wouldn't the fair thing to do and the wise thing to do, if the Democrats are so confident, just have a recount? you know, but no, it has to be continued. Legislation has been passed to tighten up some of these rules, but they had already done that in New York, and it doesn't seem like it solved their problems. And but I think the most foolish thing in the world is voter ID. But you know why we shouldn't be saying this, because you know they label us. If you're for voter ID or you want a voter ID, then you're a racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, who's the racist then?
Exactly.
What does that mean? Does that mean that the minority can't do any better? You know, that he has to be controlled more?
Somehow no. African Americans don't have IDs.
Yeah, well, I guess they wouldn't have driver's licenses and you
it's
know.
It's amazing how do they get around?
Yeah. So, but I think it's real interesting. I think this is going to be in the news. Maybe it'll be in the news as long as the Trump election will be in the news. But you know, I think overall there's more people out there. I just wished that it would be less partisan. This is one time when I think coming together on this and agreeing on honesty, but that's a major leap for our society. It's coming together because of looking for honesty in election. That should be agreed upon pretty easily.
Yes, it's not tough. Well, the last one is a story that we continue to follow because I think it's one of the most important stories of our time, and that is to continue to debunk the false narrative that there was an insurrection on January 6th in D.C. And this is from the Gateway Pundit from yesterday, and it is really interesting. It says everything you need to know about this witch hunt. Let's put up that next clip. FBI arrests 69-year-old L.A. woman for entering U.S. Capitol without lawful authority, but police post photo in her case packet of Capitol Police holding the door for her. Her name is Lois Lynn McNichol. She was charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful entry and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Sounds terrible. The FBI spent untold thousands of maybe more dollars tracking her, stalking her, looking at, staking her out, finally arresting this terrible, terrible criminal. Except the photo they're talking about, Dr. Paul, let's show that next clip. It's amazing. Here she is. She's got a California flag on her back. There's other photos showing her front, and that is her. And if you see the two people there holding the door open, they are U.S. Capitol Hill police officers. How can she be violently entering the building when these guys are holding the door open for her?
But it will not stop them. They have no shame.
Yeah.
They will still talk about the insurrection. And here's the insurrectionist. We have proof of it right there. And they also have nobody with a gun. And they're going to take over the country. And Biden, of course, thinks, though, that they're going to have trouble because he has F-35s and he has all the Air Force and
an
atomic weapon. So that's not going to happen. But no, this is, I think this is amazing that's coming out. But do you know, happen to know that who posted the photo? I didn't know whether they were referring to the Washington Post. Do you think?
No, that was in the packet, the arresting packet. All of the evidence against this woman, they inadvertently included a photograph of the cops opening the door for her. So in their own packet of you know, bill of particulars against this woman, they have looks like exculpatory evidence.
But you know, the Democrats have access to those tapes, and thousands and thousands.
14,000 hours.
How many?
14,000 hours.
And so they can pick and choose what will fit the scenario of an insurrection. But the whole thing is if you were looking for honesty and fairness, both sides should get a look at the films.
Yeah.
But no, the people who oppose it, they're not allowed to look at the FBI file.
Well, the Republicans have simply just been silent, with very few exceptions. I think Ron Johnson has made some stink about it, but they just simply don't care. They don't want to be tarred and feathered as these evil insurrectionists, and it's just amazing. This is a 69-year-old woman. She works for the LA School District. Her life is ruined now. You can imagine, she's now sitting in jail. I'm sure she's lost her job. She probably doesn't have a lot of money stowed away. So she's in terrible shape. Nobody speaking up for these people.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Some days I think about who the president of Switzerland is, and maybe there's some lessons we could learn from that. So,
Well, that's my closing statement, Dr. Paul. I've got some good news for you. If you're going to go out and get your passport updated, thanks to Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, you can put anything you want on your gender now. It's a great improvement. He just put out a press release. The State Department is upgrading. Immediately, we'll be updating our procedures to allow applicants to self-select their gender as M or F and no longer require medical certification if an applicant's self-selected gender does not match the gender on their citizenship or identity documents. And they're going to start adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, gender non-conforming persons applying for a passport. So you can be anything you want. It doesn't have to comport with reality and still get your passport.
It's still going to be a problem. You know, the big problem we already know about, but it's narrowed down to just two genders because they're arguing biologically males are doing very well in women's
sports.
And people can see that and they know about it, and that's where they probably ought to concentrate. But here you're going to have so many, some might qualify, some might not. You're going to really have some fantastic science pretty soon. And they forget about some basic principles of voluntarism in a free society, and all these issues would be solved.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I've got. Tomorrow we're going to have, unless we have a tragedy, we're going to have our tickets for sale for the conference. I know I haven't updated it in a few days. We're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We've got some great announcements of terrific speakers. It's going to be a great, great event. Washington, D.C., September 4th. Mark your calendars if you've not already done so. More info tomorrow.
I hope this is the strong signal that the epidemic is over. It should never have existed to the degree it has. So this is good news that you're getting back to normalcy to a certain degree. But then we also pointed out that they're always nibbling away. There's another virus coming, and there's a passport coming, and this sort of nonsense. But I think the message that overreach by government is a very strong message, and people have heard about it. And there's just hope that the people who are saying enough is enough are people who never thought about it, and they were forced to think about it, because those of us in the camp of libertarian, constitutionalists, and conservatives, and all, I think they've been with us basically. But I think that when they hear these stories, like even this New York City election story, This is good stuff to hopefully wake up. But still, you know, there's so much strong partisanship, so much money involved, and all the nonsense that go on. The scaremongering, the control of the scaremongering is still pretty strong. And the nerve that a person like Fauci has and WHO people have in trying to have some of this scaremongering stuff to keep frightening people and making sure that, you know, get your vaccine right now, like I mentioned in the program today, get your vaccine, get your vaccine, take the shot, or your freedoms are going to be restricted. Well, people need to realize the bottom line is you don't want any of that. You don't need the government to tell you what you ought to do to stay healthy. And matter of fact, if you had the opportunity, it wouldn't cost very much money. We saw pictures during the epidemic about why there would be some individuals walking by themselves on the beach with a face mask on. And now that liberty is creeping back in, you see thousands of people on the beaches and going to baseball games, and you never read a story, well, you know, there was a baseball game and there was a rally and a musical here last week, and we just had a breakout of hundreds of new cases. Never. Vitamin D is good for us, and good nutrition is good for us, and exercise is good for us. And the government, in its collective wisdom, which was rotten, has actually been a detriment, because when the government makes mistakes, we're all affected. When an individual makes a mistake in a free society, yes, it's very serious, and there could be consequences, but it's very, very limited, and there will be a strong motivation for people to do the very best they can to work things out together with other people. But I do think that we're better off now than we were 1 year ago, and we're going to take advantage of it, and that's why we're going to have our conference, and we're going to continue. Maybe someday, not yet decided, I might get back on an airplane. But right now, I'm a little bit resistant. So they still want you to wear a mask. for no good reason. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.